AM 1230 WJOB, the 20th day of the year 2012 in the month of June. At this time, we bring in East Chicago's own, the Purdue Boilermaker himself, and the Boston Celtic, and more importantly, a giver to the community because he's putting on a nice basketball camp coming up on the 29th and 30th. Of course, I'm talking about Etwan Moore. Etwan, welcome to the Stew for Lunch radio program.
Oh, thank you for having me.
No problem. Now, Etwan, earlier I was mentioning having you on, and I talked about one of the unique things about yourself. You go to East Chicago Central, of course, the history of East Chicago basketball, you know, Washington, Roosevelt, and then, of course, your team, you go down, win the state championship.
Right.
Then you go to Purdue Boilermakers. You got the, you know, the Wizard of Westwood, John Wooden, going to Purdue way back then. Purdue always being known as part of the Boiler, not getting the championships, but always being a basketball right in the middle of the state.
Right.
Then you get drafted by the Boston Celtics, another team that's synonymous with basketball. I mean, you are a basketball fiend, aren't you?
Yes, I just every once in a while you get lucky, and just being a part of great basketball tradition, man, from high school to, you know, college to the pros. Every program has definitely been great and had great success over the years.
Well, and, you know, one of the cool things about yourself, too, is your academics was put so important. Is that just something from your family that was put stressed immediately? I mean, to go more important sometimes in basketball?
Yes, I definitely have to say that's a result of my mom and dad, you know, staying on me about it. And I figured out their support that my academics wouldn't have been as well as they were. So, you know, I can't take all the credit for it. So.
Well, that's always important for mom and dad to get that little kick in the butt, you know, when you're tired after practice. And it's like, all right, that's great, but those books aren't going to read themselves.
Right. That's definitely.
Now, Etwan, this year you go to the Boston Celtics, yourself and your teammate Juwan Johnson from Purdue. Obviously, the minutes are not there as a athlete as much as you'd want. But talk a little bit about what you learned in this, your rookie year, and from that collection of some great veterans on the Boston Celtics for a decent run as well.
I was around a veteran team. Guys have been around for, 15, 14 years, and they know how to win. They know how to be a pro. They were definitely great role models for me. They showed me that hard work and dedication every day. It'd be off days that coach would give us, and they're still in the gym 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. So I'm like, wow, okay, if they're not taking off days and they're 15 years in, well, I know I got a lot of energy left in me. So, it definitely motivated.
Now, what about the Boston fans themselves? They are a pretty unique group, the East Coast up there, the New England.
Yes, most definitely.
How do they treat you out there?
Oh, the Boston fans are great. Some fans you get fair weather. If you win, they're with you. If you lose, they're not. But Boston fans, no matter what, win or losing, they're still there supporting. And they definitely just want to see their teams do well.
What did you think when you first walked into that? You get drafted first of all, but. I just want to know what that impression when you just realize that you see some of the history in the practice facility, the offices, if you will. What was that? Was that a pretty humbling experience?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Because you hear so many things outside, just about how great the team is and, how great tradition it is, but you don't really realize it until you're there. And, until you see all the banners and the trophies and you see some of the guys walking around like Bill Russell, and then you really realize, like, wow, hold on, this is something special, something great that everyone don't get to experience. So, it was definitely just great to have been part of it.
And we're talking to Etwan Moore of course, East Chicago Central High School graduate, Purdue Boilermaker, and current Boston Celtic in the NBA. Now, Etwan, this basketball camp you got coming up on June 29th and 30th. Before we get into the main part of what it's for, let's Why? Why did you put this on?
You know, first of all, just connected with youth around here in the Northwest Indiana. I mean, there's not many chances that guys get to even meet or even see, you know, NBA players in their life, and especially around this way. There haven't been many guys that have made it, so to come back and, you know, get to share some of my experiences with them and just get to connect with them, that was definitely something as well.
We're looking at the camp. It's going to be for youth entering 4th to 9th grade. Camp's going to be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day. Check-in from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on June 29th.
Yes.
And this is pretty cool. The first 150 to register are going to receive a camp T-shirt, an autographed Etuan Moore photo, a camp certificate. On-site registration will be permitted until capacity is reached, and lunch is going to be provided each day as well. Plus, campers are going to learn fundamental basketball skills. What else are they going to be learning?
You know, you definitely have some speakers in here, you know, and learn some life skills, you know, just want to inform them how important it is to stay on their grades and, you know, stay out of trouble and that they can reach their goals and do anything that they want. To put the man through it. So, you know, just a whole life experience.
Well, that's really, I think that's one of the cool parts about it is the fact that you have an opportunity to come back to your hometown. And you're right, talk about telling the kids how to keep their, you know, keep their nose to the grindstone. I mean, I think that's, it's one of those things where no matter what you're doing, I mean, you obviously, the percentage of people going into professional sports is a very minute number, but,
yeah.
But you can use those same skills that you use in practice or in no matter what you do and what kind of career you're choosing. I mean, whether it's just practice in writing, if you're going to be anything, what you're doing, what kind of job skills.
Right, most definitely. You can definitely, yeah, take anything you can use in basketball. You can use it in your real life situations or in any job. Yeah, that's the message, too. I mean, I know all the kids are not going to be basketball players. They're going to be something else in life. But, you know, just know that they still can do anything through hard work and dedication.
Well, and I also, I mean, obviously from, knowing the area around here, we all know that sometimes we get, especially in the news industry here at the station, we have to deal with some of the negative stories that come out. It's such a great positive story for a young man like yourself to, like you said, you know, get out, but come back home. I mean, you know, this is your home and hometown, and it's really cool to see a young man like yourself giving back to the community.
Oh, yes, most definitely. You know, it definitely feels great for me to come back and give to the community and, you know, just come out and reach out for them.
All right, now that's going to be at East Chicago Central High School, like June 28th and 30th. Etuan, what do you think about this NBA Finals? I mean, pretty exciting game. Oklahoma City just not able to they've been in these close games. What's happening? Is it LeBron and them guys just really getting up for it?
Yes, most definitely. As you can see right now, Miami Heat are very focused. And it's not just LeBron. I mean, Boston's playing very well. Mm-hmm. Patty Abin's playing well, and Thomas. I mean, when those guys play well, they're hard to beat. And now the series 3-1, the Heat, I think he's going to pull it off now. It's going to be too hard for OKC now.
Well, the thing I noticed from it, it just showed it kind of the sense of urgency for Oklahoma City is not there. I mean, just from maybe the aspect of not realizing, you know, that position where you have to take advantage of the, you know, game two, really, you know, at your home court, because now you go back to Miami for three games, and they might not see Oklahoma City again.
Right, yeah. So those three-game stretch was definitely huge for the Heat to have at home, and you see that definitely took advantage of it. So, you know, but overall, they still with some great games, and it's been exciting. So we'll see how it finishes up.
Before we let Etuan Moore go, Etuan, let me ask you this: when you're sitting there, you're even if you know you go in, you just realize that you know, you practice. Here you are throwing a pass over to Ray Allen or Kevin Garnett, guys right. that you looked up to, I'm sure, you know, when you're growing up, and here you are playing with them. Do you ever just sit there and go, what? Am I going to wake up? Please don't wake me up. Please don't wake me up.
I mean, yeah, mostly, especially when I first got to Boston, it definitely was like that. Where I saw the guys, I'm like, wow, hold on, I'm really on the same team as these guys. You know, then after a while, it started getting a little bit more normal, a little bit more normal. But, you know, I still go see them play and still be wild about a lot of the things they do in the court. So, you know, it was definitely great.
Well, it's definitely cool for us on WJOB to look back on the archives and get to say, you know, all of us region rats can say that we've got an NBA player in the league. And, you know, you always got fans, even if you are not on the Bulls, we'll still root for you. What's going on? So we appreciate you and best of luck on the rest of your season. It was a pleasure to meet you on the air.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks a lot. That's Etuan Moore of Boston Celtics. He's got this cool show happening, this camp that's happening June 29th and 30th. It's going to be awesome. I'm impressed with that young man. Real cool guy out there as well. So, hey, 1230 WGOB, we got one segment left. Unbelievable. Back with more right after this.